From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 14th, 2013. This week, we drop in on a crowd of eager flyers as their long-distance flights are being announced, but no planes are taking off. If this sounds like a huge airport headache instead of a water event, well, just have a listen for about 45 seconds.
Brown pelican.
Snowy egret.
Broad-winged hawk.
Green heron.
Osprey. Least tern. Piping plover.
Sora.
You've been listening to the names and sounds of eight kinds of birds that spend summer in Virginia but migrate from the state in the fall. October's arrival means the departure of many birds that find food and nesting sites around Virginia's inland or coastal waters. Fall also brings one of the two yearly massive passages over the Chesapeake Bay and Delmarva Peninsula of migrating land-based birds, such as the broad-winged hawk, a forest-dwelling species. The concentration of hawks, shorebirds, and other migrants along Virginia's eastern shore makes it an important and popular location for monitoring bird migration. For example, the Coastal Virginia Wildlife Observatory maintains a migrant counting platform in Kiptopeque State Park in Northampton County, and the annual Eastern Shore Birding and Wildlife Festival, headquartered in the Northampton County town of Cape Charles, celebrated its 21st anniversary in October 2013. Thanks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the pelican sound, to Lang Elliott for permission to use the other bird sounds, and to several Virginia Tech colleagues for calling out the bird names. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.